A lot of classic and important high school experiences were lost last year because of the pandemic. Graduations, proms, musicals. But one school in upstate New York reclaimed a show they thought was gone for good. North Country Public Radio's Amy Feiereisel has the story.
Last March, a group of kids at New York's Chateauguay Central School were pulling on their costumes and warming up their voices. It was the final dress rehearsal before they'd start performing The Addams Family, their spring musical. They'd been practicing for months. Then their director walked in and told them that due to COVID-19, the show was canceled.
The mood after that was just so, like, it went from probably the highest I've seen this group of people to the lowest.
That's Kyle Jaguar. He was a senior then. So was Douglas Cook.
Yeah, a lot of tears were shed that day. A lot of people had put in a lot of work. That's like months of work that just disappears.
The kids moved on as best they could. But it was really hard to do that, says Tilly Brialt, an English teacher and one of the three co-directors. She couldn't stop thinking about their seniors.
I cried. Knowing that they graduated and never got to put this show on was heartbreaking.
The musical theater program also lost about $8,000 because it was never able to sell tickets and refreshments. Then, just a few months ago, the state eased restrictions on outdoor school activities. The directors had an idea. What if they performed the show outside as a fundraiser?
I think we all got texts from Mrs. Brielle asking us if we'd be willing to be in the show again.
That's Aiden Tam. He's 19, and he graduated last year.
Not really expecting to go back to high school and do things that you missed out on. So obviously it's really exciting to be back here.
Most of the cast was able to come back, including four graduated seniors. A month and about 15 rehearsals later, it's the day of the show, and the cast is doing a sound check.
Is everybody listening?
Okay. They're in the middle of the Chateauguay Central School parking lot. It is sunny and very hot. The kids are having a ball.
Oh, Pugsley, ever since I met him, I just want to laugh and cry, and everything seems right and wrong at the same time.
And I reach deep into my reservoir of womanly compassion and bathe your father in forgiveness.
Okay, that's pretty good.
There are set pieces scattered around the parking lot, a makeshift stage, a big moon made out of plywood to the right, and then a sort of dungeony-like room on the left.
And quit whining about your sister. Start thinking about you and how you're going to live your life.
Sound check complete. They start running some of the big numbers. Brady Spaulding is another returning senior. He plays Gomez Addams, the father of the family. He hams it up in the opening number.
The intoxicating smell of the graveyard.
Heather Lachlan, the choreographer, is facing the stage, helping the cast remember the right dance moves. And as the kids sing, music director Dale Brialt is grinning ear to ear, pointing to specific kids, directing crescendos. It's been a lot of work to get here.
They were truly remarkable in terms of how much they remembered from 15, 16 months ago. So it's just been really fun to watch everything come back to life.
That's the way when you're an adult.
And it does come back to life. More than 200 people come to watch the show as the sun sets. The fundraiser silent auction is a big hit, and people are generous with donations. They hoped they'd raise $8,000 to break even. They took in twice that amount.
You do what Adams always do.
For the kids, it was a chance to dance and sing their hearts out and to close a chapter on their lives in a way they weren't expecting to. I asked two of the younger cast members, Kayla Spaulding and Elias Simonson, both 15, what coming back to the Addams Family felt like.
It's been odd. It really has been odd. Especially since it's the same thing. It almost feels like we're going back in time. It feels like 2019 all over again.
It almost feels like you've just, like, wound back the clock. The last year and a half didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Which I would like to imagine that it didn't.
Personally, I think it's been also really weird, but it's also so relieving because I thought we weren't going to go back to this musical. And I'm so happy and just amazed that we could throw this together and how much this musical has meant to every one of us. I love how we're just kind of one big family in this cast, and it's just beautiful.
It means a lot to all of us to be here.
In Chateauguay, New York, on a beautiful summer night, They got back a day from a year and a half ago. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Feiereithel.